The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Shortly after we come off air at 7 o'clock, this special congress of the Camogie Association getting underway to make a decision on Scorts v Shorts, or some combination of the above. So all eyes will be on the outcome of that. Carla Ryan is with me to discuss. Carla's the chair of the Dublin Camogie Association. Aisling Connolly as well is with us, the former Galway Camogie player and All-Star. You're both very welcome. Carla, what's your sense of things? What's the mood music?
Mood seems to be quite good at the moment. We're starting to see across social media counties coming out with the results of surveys that they've carried out. And in the 6-7 counties that have come out over the last 2 days, quite similar to ourselves, they're all up in the high 90s. Like, we surveyed our members, we were probably forced out with it. We had 5,500 responses back, and 98% wanted choice. And that's what this is. It's about choice. It's not shorts v Scorts. This is Scorts and Shorts.
Yeah.
It's just adding it to the playing gear.
And tell me, and maybe I know, kind of, you've nailed your colours to the mast on this. We know exactly what you think, but can you put yourself in the mind of people who are opposed to allowing the choice? I mean, what's the argument in favour of it? Is it just an argument for tradition, is it?
Yeah, and I don't think I could put myself in that place. We're not asking people to give up Scorts. We're just asking for the choice of shorts. Like, and I've said this across, and as I have, I've nailed my colours to the mast on this. A girl walking down the road wearing shorts or Scorts doesn't define a Camogie player. It's the hurl in her hand, it's the helmet on her head, it's the skill of the game. It's nothing to do with what she's wearing. It's that piece of ash in her hand that defines her.
And how important is it, do you think, that members of Congress listen to the players? Because this was the accusation when they voted previously, was that the surveys had been done and the outcome of the surveys are pretty clear, but they still voted the other way.
Yeah, and I would really, really hope that they do. I would fear in a way if players aren't listened to, whether games will go ahead. It's the players feel really, really strongly on this. Mm. This is the big, big issue for players at the moment. Like, I went out last night, I was in Banader GAA, and I was presented with a petition from an under-11 team out there that had over 1,000 signatures, and these kids want choice.
Yeah,
and these are the future again. And if we don't listen to our players, there's no use me being on a county board or a referee standing in the middle of a pitch. We won't have games.
What age do you at the moment, the Scorts?
So
do you have to start wearing them?
Technically, if you're playing Camogie, you should be wearing a Scort.
Yeah, but what age does it get imposed?
Most common sense.
Because my experience now at Camogie at the moment is as far as the under-10s. So they wear whatever they want, to a degree.
So
at what stage, let's say this doesn't get through, at what stage am I going to have to turn around to the Borough under-10 girls and say, well, you actually have to wear Scorts now from next week?
Generally, what we would look at in Dublin is when it gets competitive. So
okay.
Under-13, once they come out of go-game system.
Yeah, okay.
And that's probably not even 100% of the rule, but I have a 9-year-old daughter. I'm involved in managing an under-10 Camogie and ladies football team. All our kids wear shorts.
Yeah.
They play football 1 week, they play Camogie the next week. And I couldn't, as a mentor on that team, go and tell other parents, well, this week you can wear shorts, but next week you have to put your hand in your pocket again and spend 25, 30 quid on a Scort that she's only going to wear every second week. And she probably doesn't like wearing it.
Yeah. Aisling Connolly, as I say, with us as well. Aisling, are you nervous about tonight?
No, I'm not, because as Carl alluded to, you know, the counties are coming out and they're promoting on social media how they voted. So I know my own county came out last night and said 95% are overwhelmingly in favour of the choice. I'm living in Limerick at the moment now. I'm playing my Camogie down here, and Munster are, you know, 100% backing the motion for choice. So I'm not nervous. Yes, the same delegates that were there last year, the voters, are still there this year, but every county has taken it upon themselves to send out and survey their members. And I got, I play with my Camogie now at Adair, GA in Limerick, and we all got, as players, we got a survey to fill out and asked to rank our preference in terms of the Scort or the shirt or the short. You know, so I feel that, you know, the disconnect that happened last year at Congress between what was happening at a grassroots levels with the people playing the sport and what the delegates voted at Congress, I feel And I'm hopeful that that disconnect will no longer be the case, and that there'll be, you know, a positive vote for change after this evening's. Because the fact of the matter is, Kieran, that clothing matters to the female athlete. It just does, and it does for a lot of reasons, for comfort, for confidence, for performance. And players are telling us this. You know, they've, you know, in the report that came out from the Gaelic Players Association, 83% of 650 intercounty athletes that were surveyed want choice. 70% of those 650 players said that they feel uncomfortable playing in a skirt. We know that playing attire is a barrier to participation. We have in Ireland, not just in Camogie, but a female participation issue in sport. And if this is, you know, this is a barrier for some girls playing Camogie, it's such a simple fix. Like, we're not asking for revolutionary change here. It's just, you know, we're not asking to get rid of the skirt. We're just asking for the inclusion of shorts to be more inclusive and to help girls feel more confident playing and to enhance their performance. So for those reasons, you know, for someone who's, you know, from my lived experience playing county and continuing to play, and for a mother of daughters, I really hope that the Camogie Association will listen and will act tonight, and will go through for choice.
You know, we're all involved, both you guys much more so than me, but you know, I'm instead of my toe in the water, the Camogie Association, and maybe we understand where it has come from and you know, understand the nuances a bit more. For people looking from the outside who have nothing to do with it, Aisling, I mean, it's been a kind of a PR disaster, hasn't it? There's people just rolling their eyes thinking, this is a farce, calling off matches because people won't wear a skirt.
You're spot on. It's an absolute joke, is what everyone is saying. And I fear for the Camogie Association if the vote doesn't go through to allow choice tonight. Like, they'll need to hire the best PR crisis management company in the world, because, you know, it'll be a shambles. It'll be a scandal. It'll be up. Every news article, every news media outlet will be talking about it again. And that's not what we want to be talking about with Camogie. We don't want to be talking about a skirt and short debate. We want to be talking about the great matches, the great athletes that, you know, play our game and the championship, the upcoming championship, and that. So everyone knows about it, everyone is talking about it, everyone can't get their head around it. And to your first question that you asked, Carl, or at the start of this interview, in terms of, like, put your minds in the you know, put your feet in the shoes of someone who's protesting against the shorts. I can't. I physically can't do that, because, you know, the players have voted, and the research and the evidence is so strongly in favour of choice and shorts and skirts. So I really can't. I am positive and I am hopeful, and I can't really see the vote being any other outcome than choice tonight. And the great thing is, and, you know, I do have to commend the Camogie Association on this, that if it, when it does go ahead, hopefully, and if it does go ahead, that it'll be implemented within 2 days. So we'll the championship, you know, senior, junior and all that will be eligible to wear shorts from, you know, within 2 days, I'm told.
Carl, I mean, if it doesn't get over the line, it's hard to know what happens, because, you know, the players seem intent on maintaining this protest, and at club level, matches are going ahead up and down the country with players in shorts and skirts, a mixture. The world, the sky hasn't fallen on our head. Yet one would imagine if this doesn't get over the line, that's still going to be the case.
Yeah.
It makes a mockery of the whole thing.
It does. And I would really fear that if it doesn't get over the line tonight, like, I was reading an article there of a very senior player there who's just point blankly said she can't ever see herself going back to wear a skirt. I've seen statements coming from down south that they would consider strike. We're due to play Galway in the Glendimplex Championship this week. Will it go ahead if the players aren't listened to? Like, this association is built on the players and the volunteers. If we don't listen to the players, there's something seriously wrong with it.
Would it, again? I don't want to catastrophize, because you know, I'm like Aisling. I think that they will see the writing on the wall. I certainly hope they will, and I think some of the big sponsors expressing their views on this as well might have swayed some of the people who were reluctant to accept shorts. But I mean, if it doesn't get over the line as well, one wonders whether you'd see a protest, or whether there should be a kind of a rollover protest or a ripple protest into the GAA. Would you like to see the men get involved?
Well, I can only...
I mean, they've expressed their support, but they haven't really done anything yet.
Yeah, so I can only speak in Dublin. We have a wonderful sponsor in Stay City who has rode in behind our girls and rode in behind our lads as well. And they're willing to row in and help in any way to promote this. We know from talking to our colleagues here in Dublin in LGFA and GAA, they would be happily, they happily support our players. We would treat all our players as one Dublin GAA family here. So I would imagine it's the same across the country, that players will back players, and without players there's no games.
Yeah, well, it is getting underway. In the next hour, delegates will be arriving and signing in, and then by about 7:30 proceedings get underway. And we'll have news relatively quickly after that, do you imagine, Carl?
Yeah, so we're scheduled to start at 7:30, establish the voting strength at 25-8, and then it's only one motion that's on the clock this evening that has to be discussed.
Yeah,
whether it's discussed in detail or whether people are happy that they've gone to their players, they've got the answers, they know what they're voting. As Ashlyn was saying there, a lot is coming out across on social media. We know how some of the bigger counties are voting, and the counties with over 31, 32 clubs have 6 votes. They're big votes.
Yeah, well, I commend your optimism. I mean, you should know enough about Gaelic games that someone in that room will stand up and give a speech. It's not going to go as quickly as you think, Carl. Come on, they won't be able to resist.
Oh no, here, everybody's entitled to their say. Yeah. We're all members of this wonderful association. So anybody who's entitled to there to have their say is more than welcome. But let's hope that in the interest of the players that this is done quick.
Yeah, listen. Kieran, Aisling.
Can I just give a shout out there to, just leadership shown by some of the Camogie players. And first I'll start with the Dublin nutritionist, Laura Keeley from Bridge Nutrition. So she's the one that took the footage of actually the Kilkenny and Dublin players going back into the dressing room, having to share their shorts. And that's what went viral. And that's what sparked the discussion. And Aisling, Maher, the Dublin captain, and Aisling Thompson from Cork, and Bet Carton from Waterford, and Michelle Dean from Kilkenny. These players are really showing leadership. They're really standing up for what is right. We're seeing across the world people who aren't standing up for what's right. And these girls are, showing leadership on the pitch, off the pitch. And without them, they're trying to leave Camogie in a better position than they came into it for the next generation. And I think, they should really be commended, and all of their teams and the Camogie players, for standing up for basically what's right in terms of voice and choice of female athletes across the country. So just shout out to them.
Ah, yeah. No, well said, and fair play to them. Aisling, thanks so many for joining us. Aisling Connolly, former Galway Camogie player and All-Star, applying her trade in Adair, she says, in Limerick. And Carl O'Brien, chair of the Dublin Camogie Association. Thanks a million. As well, Carl, lots still to come. You can take it as read that as soon as there is any news out of that special Congress tonight, that the lads will bring it to you on Off the Ball as soon as it happens.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.